to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Criticism for Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley after she was asked in a town hall last night in New Hampshire what caused the Civil War and failed to directly blame slavery, but talked about the government's role instead.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
Critics say there's no question the Civil War was fought predominantly over the South's desire to maintain slavery. The Colorado Republican Party has appealed a state Supreme Court decision that found former President Trump is ineligible for the presidency under the 14th Amendment for his role in the January 6th insurrection. And in Trump's federal case over January 6th, special counsel Jack Smith wants Trump and his lawyers barred from making political statements in the proceedings. The post-Christmas travel rush is facing storms rolling across the Midwest and the Northeast. And it's happening on one of the busiest travel days of the year with nearly 2.5 million flyers at the nation's airports. And AAA says the roads could be just as packed. This is ABC News. A Colorado congresswoman jumping districts hoping she has a better chance to win.
Representative Lauren Boebert on Facebook saying she'll now run in Colorado's more conservative 4th district after polling showed she might lose where she lives now.
This announcement is a fresh start following a pretty difficult year for me and my family.
Boebert complaining about what she calls Hollywood elites fundraising to beat her in the current district, where she will now let another Republican run. She will run in a far more conservative part of the state. Andy Field, ABC News.
Some of Apple's highest-end Apple Watches on sale again today. A federal court putting a sales ban on hold at issue a patent fight over the sensors that measure blood oxygen levels in both the Series 9 and Ultra 2 versions of the watch. And it's a literal dog bites man story that's forcing an NBA player out indefinitely. Denver's Aaron Gordon, bitten several times Christmas Day, needs stitches to his hand and face. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is dead after a short illness. He also helped grow the Kohl's grocery and department store chains. He was the former longtime owner of his hometown Milwaukee Bucks. Here he is after the Bucks won the NBA championship in 2021.
It's a great thing for Milwaukee, a great thing for our fans, a great thing for everybody who lives here. The day only comes once.
Kohl was 88. Parties in Wisconsin's redistricting lawsuit have just 2 weeks to turn in remedial new maps. That's after Friday's landmark state Supreme Court ruling. Legislative primaries aren't until August, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission needs time to incorporate the new maps into the statewide voter database. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks cut down the nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but I'm proud of myself for that. But it's feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking nominations for 2023 Hunter and Archery Education Awards. The deadline to submit nominations is February 15th. I'll share more details about these awards when we return. But first...
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
Welcome back. Hunter and archery education instructors are pillars of their community who continue to advance the sport of hunting. The Wisconsin DNR is accepting nominations for three 2023 awards to honor these folks. They are the Hunter Education Instructor of the Year, Hunter Education Group of the Year, and the Archery Education Instructor of the Year awards. Current hunter and archery education instructors and hunter education groups who have significantly advanced hunter safety on a voluntary basis through extraordinary service are eligible to be nominated. To nominate an individual or group, download the nomination form from the DNR's volunteer webpage. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Volunteer Safety Instructor Forms. Then email the completed nomination form to dnrlesafety@wisconsin.gov. Send that form by February 14th, 2024.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at outdoornews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. even come close to the way that what my world spins around.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far. I'm
respect the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, I listen to every song written. Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons. And I know your weaknesses. All of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Class seat up on Ozzy's train.
think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5-0, 5-0, just the side of low.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend.
Church there. It's called Man Made a Bar. Apparently, Morgan Wallen is so big already. I saw they're doing, there's like a Morgan Wallen tribute show already, where it's people that, like, emulate Morgan Wallen and sound like him, I guess, and look like him. That's already, I was thinking to myself, it's pretty young in his career to have a tribute. I mean, if you can do it, sure, that's fine. But I was just like, wait a minute. It's not actually Morgan Wallen. It's just somebody doing it. And you see that with old, you know, country classic artists like, you know, Johnny Cash and an Elvis tribute and all that stuff. And I thought, well, that's a little early for Morgan Wallen, but whatever, whatever. We got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody celebrating today, I do have a couple that were phoned in or messaged to me the last couple of days. So I got yours. And if you have one for us, a belated one over Christmas, 715-762-3221. Get to all of our celebrants here coming up in just a moment. Have you gone out and seen any movies over Christmas? I really want to see the new Wonka movie. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory has always been one of my favorites. It's one of the, I think it's because when I was really young,
I saw it on the network TV, on the old black and white TVs, and for some reason I was just fascinated by Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I do want to see the new movie. I missed it when it was here in Park Falls, but I'm hoping I'll get to catch it at some point here over the holiday break. So kind of always fun to go to a movie theater. I think movie theaters will always live on just because of the large screen. I know our home theaters are getting bigger and bigger. 75, 80-inch TVs have become affordable now. Wow. But there's still something very special about going to your local theater. So support your local theaters. Get out. There's just something. And there's something about seeing a movie with a crowd, too, that adds to it. The crowd response to a comedy or a drama or a thriller. And the popcorn, oh my, whatever they lace that popcorn with, it's just wonderful. So get out and go see a movie at your local theater. It's a nice little treat to get out and do that. You can always check the theater's Facebook listings. They always do a good job of updating their current movies that are playing. We'll do those birthdays and anniversaries that we mentioned coming up after our Twice an Hour news update.
ABC News. I'm Jarek Dennis. Criticism for Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley after she was asked in a town hall last night in New Hampshire what caused the Civil War and failed to directly blame slavery, but talked about the government's role instead.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
Critics say there's no question the Civil War was fought predominantly over the South's desire to maintain slavery. The Colorado Republican Party has appealed a state Supreme Court decision that found former President Trump is ineligible for the presidency under the 14th Amendment for his role in the January 6th insurrection. And in Trump's federal case over January 6th, special counsel Jack Smith wants Trump and his lawyers barred from making political statements in the proceedings. The post-Christmas travel rush is facing storms rolling across the Midwest and the Northeast. And it's happening on one of the busiest travel days of the year with nearly 2.5 million flyers at the nation's airports. And AAA says the roads could be just as packed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is fired for making online pornographic videos on some popular X-rated websites. Gao was Wisconsin's longest-serving chancellor until a special meeting of the Board of Regents last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. People pushing for alternative sentences say these young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98 Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame's, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But it's feeling great as of late. My legs is coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You could see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Unwrap the magic of Christmas with Heckman's December 2023 in-house online auction in Phillips. Bid on almost 600 unique items, including collectibles, furniture, tons of ammo, sporting goods, antiques, and more. Online bidding beginning and ending this Thursday, December 28th at 7 p.m. and following. The special preview prior from noon until 3 p.m. on that day. Let the festive bidding begin at HeckmanAuction.com and be sure to download their free mobile app. 'Tis the season for giving. Bid, win, and make this Christmas unforgettable. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah.
Yeah, check out that. A lot of good stuff. That's tonight. It's closing, so you go to HeckmanAuction.com tonight at 7 and have a lot of fun bidding on those items. A lot of good stuff there. I checked that out yesterday. Birthday wishes today. We've got Chelsea Peth, who's celebrating a 14th. So, Chelsea Peth, happy 14th to you from your family. Hope you have a great day. Jasmine Petzl celebrated a sweet 16 birthday yesterday. Your family did get that in on time yesterday, but I wasn't here. So, Jasmine, you have the right to celebrate that birthday into today. If you like. So that's from mom and dad and the family and all your friends there. So happy birthday to you. Is that wrong? I won the 27th one. Well, whatever. Yesterday, today, you get the whole week, all right? Just and they'll shoot off fireworks for you on Monday or Sunday night. So, Jasmine, happy sweet 16 to you. Hope your birthday is a good one this week. Now, if you're celebrating on this 28th day of December, some other people that get to share it with you. David Archuleta, the singer, was runner-up on American Idol Season 7, and he's 33 today. Jesse Buckley, the Irishman, was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress for The Lost Daughter back in 2022. She's 34 today. Sienna Miller, the actress, born in New York, raised in London. Her film credits include G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra, Casanova, Alfie, 42 for Sienna Miller. Joe Manganiello, the tall husband of Sofia Vergara, is a TV actor from True Blood, an American heiress, One Tree Hill, 47 today. Seth Meyer, the former Saturday Night Live cast member and writer, now host of a late-night talk show on NBC, and he also does stand-up, too. Seth Meyer is 50 today. Marty Rowe, the Diamond Rio group member, is celebrating a 63rd birthday today. Mike McGuire from Shenandoah, 65. Joe Diffie, the 90s country star, he passed away of coronavirus. Back in 2020, we lost Joe Diffie, born on this day in 1958. Denzel Washington, the New York native, has won Oscars for Best Actor for Training Day and Best Supporting Actor for Glory, and got a nomination for his work in The Tragedy of Macbeth, and has done just tons of movies, of course. I think he's an acting legend, I think we can call all the stuff that he's done. Denzel Washington is 69 today. Dame Maggie Smith won a Best Actress Oscar for The Prime of Miss Jean Brody back in 1969, was also an Oscar nominee for Othello, Travels with My Aunt, California Suite, A Room with a View, and Gosford Park, 89 for Dame Maggie Smith. Nichelle Nicholas, the one-time big band singer, became very famous as the original Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura, U-H-U-R-A. In addition to the TV series, she appeared in the first 6 Star Trek movies, and she was a one-time big band singer. So the big band in the background, and she would be better than that. She's born on this day in 1932, Nichelle Nichols. And we lost her back in July of 2022. Martin Milner, the actor, did decades of TV, most notably on Route 66 and Adam 12, but he was also a versatile film regular. Martin Milner, one of the Adam 12 guys, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2015, who hasn't over the age of 50 at some time done one Adam 12, it's a great cop show. Stan Lee, Marvel Comics founder, an artist, a screenwriter, a producer. So the guy who founded Marvel Comics, Stan Lee, born on this day in 1922, passed in 2018. And Cliff Arquette, his country bumpkin alter ego, Charlie Weaver, was a regular on TV's Hollywood Squares in the 50s and 70s. His son, Louis, followed him into show business and did his grandchildren as his grandchildren. So Cliff Arquette, now he was, I remember that character from the Hollywood Squares, and I'm not sure if he was the one that the Charlie the Bartender was made after, and there may be a stretch on that, but I want to say that he kind of looked like him on Hollywood Squares. So Cliff Arquette, Charlie Weaver, born on this day, 1907, he passed back in 1974.
Deck your halls with comfort and joy at Schwamigan Home Furnishings. Explore our showroom packed with holiday-ready furniture, mattresses for dreamy slumbers, over 50 cozy recliners, sofas, sectionals, and more for merry gatherings, rustic Amish and up north style pieces, full bedroom and dining sets, stocked and ready for your holiday home. Visit SchwamiganHomeFurnishings.com or our jolly Facebook page for exclusive Christmas deals. Find us in downtown Park Falls and on Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. Elevate your Christmas with Schwamigan Home Furnishings, where style meets the season.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29.
Weather update brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. Let's do a little tribute to the late Joe Diffie. He passed away back in May of 2020. From coronavirus, one of my favorites, from Joe Diffie.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Hey, no.
guys get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with.
And now I'm in the back of the church.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country. Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. She meant business this time. I can't believe
said this really is goodbye. At least I took my boots off this time.
Side of the truck bed, 98Q Country at 8:54. It's 6 minutes before nine. Hope you are well on this Thursday, the 28th of December. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I can't believe it. You made it. Well, not yet. I guess you got a couple of days. You made it almost to 2024. And I can tell you, for those of you, for those of you that I know, I'm pretty amazed. Pretty amazed. Here we go. 2024. Can you believe it? Most of us are, most of us are still getting over the fact that we're even in the 2000s. 1991 is not old. No, it's not. Sorry, kids. We have a news update to come at the top of the hour. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Mike Clemens. I really want to talk with him longer than 10 minutes tomorrow. Because there's so much to talk about with Jair Alexander, the Packer defensive player getting suspended. The guy decided to go out during the coin flip. If you didn't hear the story, he's from Carolina. He's from that area. They did the coin flip before the Packer-Carolina game, and there were three captains designated. He was not one of the captains. And for some reason, when the coin flip happened and the three captains walked out there, Jair Alexander decided he was going to run out and be a part of it. He ran out there. I'm not sure if he called the coin flip, but when the Packers won the coin flip, they asked the Packers, do you want to defer or do you want to, you know, make your choice? And instead of saying the right verbiage, Jair Alexander, he said, we want to play defense, which isn't the correct verbiage to use. That could have led to the Packers kicking off both times. And the referee kind of said, well, he said, you have to say that you want to either defer or whatever. So then they got it right. Matt LaFleur, not happy that Mr. Alexander took it upon himself to go out there and do this and basically just bypass all the coaches. Matt LaFleur has been very clear on that, that there's rules of the team, suspended Mr. Alexander for a crucial Viking Packer game on Sunday. And when the couple of the players at Mike Clemens, you heard it in the earlier sports, when they talked to the players, they just basically said, you know, he's a stand-up guy, he's a great player, he loves the game. One guy did make a reference to the fact that, yeah, he's a little bit out there. He's a little bit out there. So he is out. He is out for Sunday's game, and that's a he's a pretty good player. He's a pretty good player for the Packers. So I guess he got rules, and I salute Matt LaFleur for following the rules, because everything in his heart probably says, let him play. This is a big game. This is the game to decide whether or not we have a shot at being in the playoffs. So that's one of the big stories for the Packers. Of course, as the Packers and Vikings get ready for Sunday, the Vikings are on their fourth quarterback. Nick Mullins was not even on the roster. He had injuries before the season started. So he is their fourth quarterback. And he's pretty good as long as he throws the ball to the right team. If the Packers do not intercept Nick Mullins on Sunday night, if they don't get an interception, the Vikings will win this game. Because Nick Mullins threw for, what, 411 yards in that last game. And he threw four interceptions. So he's a gunslinger. He will throw the ball into traffic. So if the Packers can get the picks that will be available to them, they'll win that game. I would say at least two. You need at least two picks. I don't know if one's going to do it. Because the Viking offense is still pretty good. They don't have their tight end, Hawkinson. He's out. But it looks like their receiving core will be intact. So the Viking offense is good. They just like to turn the ball over a lot. They like to throw interceptions. So if the Packers get those turnovers, they'll win that game. If they don't, if the Packers, I guarantee you right now, you want a guarantee? I'll guarantee you, if the Packers do not get an interception Sunday night, they're going to lose. They're going to lose by at least 10 points. If they get one interception, I think it's going to be a close game. If they get two or more, Packers could win by 10 or more. As bad as the Vikings have been this year and with injuries, every single game the Vikings have played this year, every single game that they have lost, one score. They've been right there. They've had games like last week where they turned the ball over four times. The Vikings had four interceptions, and they still had the ball with a chance to win it at the end of the game. The Vikings are a pretty good team. They just can't stop turning the ball over. The quarterback is an issue. And when you're on your four-string quarterback, kind of understandable. It'll be a fun one Sunday night. Anything could happen. Jordan Love and the Packers. We've got it for you right here. Packer football Sunday night kicking about 7:20.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you.